K4HNR, K4HNR, N4ZLK. K4HNR, N4ZLK. N4ZLK clear.
N4ZLK, W4NGU.
Good morning, sir. How are you today? N4ZLK.
What's up, Shane? I guess you're just getting off work, aren't you?
Actually, I am still working. I had to stop in Greenville and then take another one down to Anderson. I'm on my way back up.
I guess in recent years, with the rise of Amazon and the 9,300 retailers closing their doors last year, I guess that's been a real boom to your business, hasn't it?
It has. I noticed it a few years ago in the working package, how much Amazon we carry, and there's that Amazon place in Spartanburg, the warehouse there, and we just take trailer after trailer out of there, and there's all kinds of other companies taking trailer after trailer out of there, and they have their own, too, that they take, so it is amazing how much stuff processes out of those buildings.
Well, I tell you, I've just lost my appetite for running all over town and can't find stuff. You just ordered on Amazon, and there it is. I think it's going to be the wave.
Well, you're right. I'm a big proponent of the small business. I love, when we lived in Simpsonville, there was two or three merchants that I'd go hang out there for a little while because I get to know them. Take the dog down there, you know, and you sit there and talk for a while. But I tell you, it's so much easier. Like you said, instead of running around town looking for stuff, you can, you know, 5 minutes online, you can have it or order it, and it'll be there in a day or two.
Thought I heard somebody else there for a second. Yeah, it's just amazing. And time is a precious commodity. It always has been. But the gas and traffic and all that stuff is just... It's just amazing to sit down. I order my parents' groceries every week online at Walmart. And they were going there for several months to pick it up, but we paid $100 for unlimited home delivery. How do they get that back? So we only have them come once a week at most, and sometimes we skip a week, but you could have them come twice a week to your home and put it on your kitchen counter.
I know. My wife is trying the Whole Foods pickup, and she'd order, and then I'd leave after work, drive over there and pick it up, but they got where they were missing so much stuff. There's always something that wasn't available. And one day I showed up, and the lady who did the shopping hadn't even shown up to work, and I was supposed to pick it up between 8 and 9, and they didn't even have it ready, so we kind of quit doing that. And there was a lady there who was running for, making the deliveries to homes, actually. She had this big old brand-new Suburban, little baby in the back seat, and I don't know how they can make enough money to make it worthwhile.
I don't know. I know some of these lunchtime delivery places, I forget the name of the one I was familiar with, they pay the driver $5 or $6. I mean, they're getting nothing. I don't know what Walmart does. But they've had clean-cut college kids. Actually, it's been Furman girls have been delivering to my parents. And mother's real picky. She occasionally doesn't like substitution, but... We always have profited off the substitution. They give you a brand name instead of a GV, and then they'll give you a bigger size if they don't have the smaller size you want. So I don't mind the substitutions, but mother was complaining about it the other day. I said, Mama, do you understand y'all are not walking 2 hours through Walmart anymore with Daddy and his bad knees and all this stuff? And, you know, they come and set it right here, and... I think she gained her perspective back.
Yeah, that sounds like it. That sounds good. Good for Walmart that they substitute like that, because Whole Foods was not. They were just leaving it out. And you wouldn't really know until you got home, because you can't sit there in the parking lot and go through the stuff.
Walmart, a guy comes out with an iPad, and they said, now, we have a substitution here. Do you want to accept it? And if you say no, they take it out of the bag and then mark it off the bill on the spot. Of course, you've already paid by credit card. You don't, you're not passing cash in the parking lot or something. But they give you a credit for that on the spot. So you don't have to accept the substitution. And you can check a little box when you order, I don't want substitutions. Or you can just put certain items you want no substitution on. So Walmart's got it going on.
Well, that's good. I'd like to see some competition for Amazon to keep the prices down. Anyway, but yeah, it's convenient. It's becoming convenient. Of course, we live, now we're 30 minutes from town, 30 minutes from any store, basically. And so it is real convenient, especially if it's something that I'm not sure who has it. I don't have to hunt the different stores to find it and just have it delivered in a day or two.
Yep. Now, sometimes Walmart just doesn't have it, and we don't want something, you know, my mom, some kind of cosmetics or something. Women are kind of picky about this is what I buy and this is what I want. So, and we've had more substitutions out of this Bowling Springs. They're not the greatest in the world at stocking. I thought all that was by computer, but this is not one of the better stocked stores. But their groceries come out of Woodruff Road in Greenville location. So it's been working out pretty good. They were charging us $8 per delivery for a couple of months, and then for Christmas we gave them the $100 deal, and man, that's a slam dunk. That's $2 a delivery.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. It's hard to turn those kind of offers down nowadays.
Well, if they want to give away services to build loyalty, that, I guess that's fine with me.
Roger that. Yeah, and our business boomed with Amazon. Picked up again this year even more because FedEx quit carrying Amazon completely. They don't take any Amazon packages anymore because they felt like they were doing too much and losing too much money for the competitor. And we don't make a lot on it. UPS is more on the bulk volume that we deliver because I don't think we charge them very much. I know the post office is losing tremendously on what they deliver.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. I don't know how they do it. Well, shipping is so expensive. If you just order something on the internet, and I think I'm paying, we just got billed. It was either, they've gone up. It was either $119 or $125 or something for Amazon Prime. Of course, you get movies and other stuff with that. But it used to be $100. Even at that, I mean, we kill them. We have something coming every 2 weeks through the year and then tons of stuff in December. I don't know what they're working out with you guys to make it even happen for everybody.
I know one way UPS looks at it is we're going there anyway, so what's a few more packages pretty much going to the same place. So that's how they get away with charging them so little.
Yeah, I played that game with myself to my detriment back when I was a home builder in another life, general contractor. I'd take a lower price saying, well, I can start another house tomorrow, and this might sit here for 3 more months. And a number of times I sold too cheap.
It's all about the volume, though. If you are a mega contractor selling hundreds and hundreds of homes a month, it'd probably work out.
Yep, transactional volume is what it is. Well, we never have had lunch. We'll have to do that, man. And so I'll let you go. I'm just about to stop up here. I eat on Thursday mornings with a guy at Bojangles. I'm 65, but I'm still working. But I fully intend to start a chapter of the Romeo Club in Spartanburg. My father initiated the Romeo Club in Greenville, and you know what that is, don't you, Shane?
No, I'm going to have to say I don't.
Retired old men eating out.
Okay, that makes sense. I was thinking of something, hoping it wasn't going a different direction. But anyway, yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, somebody said something about Romeo in Sunday school class. I'm not a regular teacher, but I was teaching a few months ago, and they said something about Romeo before class started. So when I got up, I said, well, my dad started the Romeo Club in Greenville, and they all looked at me with horror. And then I told them what it was, and I got a good laugh.
That's funny. Well, I'm going to, probably coming back to days here in April, starting April. I'll have a Thursday off, so that'll make a, I don't know what your Thursdays are like, but we could probably work something out. Also, where did your dad, I know you got to go, where did your dad, where was his club meeting?
Bojangles, Hardee's, it kind of varies.
I've seen a lot of them through the years delivering around town. See a lot of groups of guys sitting there and knowing they're either by themselves or they're just out early, you know, in the morning getting breakfast.
Yep, some of us, me and you still got to pay their Social Security for all these guys, so we got to keep at it for a while.
Tell me about it. I'm happily contributing.
I'm just contributing. okay, my friend, we'll see you later. Be careful, man. It is pouring here on 26 northbound. That would be 4NGUs monitoring.
All right, good to talk to you. Enjoyed it. And, yeah, I went through that earlier coming back from Greensboro. It was really coming down. Not too bad here, but my wife said at the house that the driveway was flooded. So hope I can get to the house without having to get out. We'll talk to you later. W4NGU, N4ZLK.